this morning, and I want you to get your Bibles there and hold them for a minute. We'll be turning to two or three different passages of Scripture, and I'd like for you to think with me on this thought that might need to be preached a lot in our generation. Because Americans this morning, especially our nation, we've got more things nowadays than we've ever had before. I tell you, it's amazing how much people's got nowadays. Used to, it didn't take you 20 minutes to decide what you was going to wear to church on Sunday morning. There wasn't no deciding to it. Years ago, you wore one Sunday and the other the next Sunday. Or you washed it and wore the same one every Sunday. And we're living in a generation that we've got so much. And the reason it's hard to satisfy people nowadays is because we're spoiled rotten. And it's not made us a happy people. It's not made us happy. Americans today are anything but happy. We're rich. We're prosperous. People's having a lot of big times. People partying it up, boy. If the famous word of America today is party. Live it up. Have a big time. But have you noticed in all of this partying and all this junk going on that not many people's happy? And not many people can lay down and rest? And if you'll listen to me for a few minutes this morning, I'll be brief and bring you a message on the subject, some men in the Bible who could not sleep at night. Some men in the Bible who could not sleep at night. And I believe if we'll find out what these men's problem was, that maybe it would help us. God gave us the Old Testament for our learning and admonition, and every problem you can think of is covered in somebody's life in the Old Testament that we can learn a lesson from. So no matter what your problem is this morning, you can go back there in that Bible and find somebody had the same problem you did and how God dealt with it, so maybe you would learn from it and not make the same mistakes that they made. Now, Americans now are spending $1.5 billion a year trying to go to sleep at night. Now think about that. $500 million, brother, just trying to go to sleep. Buying sleep pills. Now, there's something wrong with a nation that drives $20,000 cars and has money in the bank and wears suits and ties and carries briefcases and lives in an apartment in New York or a penthouse in Los Angeles somewhere and has to take pills to go to sleep. Something's wrong with our nation. Something's bad wrong. 800,000 pounds of barbiturates are taken by Americans in 1 year. 200 different types of sleeping potions. A lot of reasons for that. Neither parents nor doctors are really aware of how much danger is involved in taking drugs to go to sleep. I tell you what, used to, when kids got to get up at 5 in the morning, freeze to death, walk outside, get a slop bucket, milk cows, do 300 chores before they walk 3 miles to school, stayed in school all day, walked 3 miles back home, got a hoe, went to the garden, hoed corn till dark, come home and eat cornbread and milk and bento beans by 11 o'clock and get their baths by heating up water in an old wash tub. You didn't have to give them nothing to go to sleep. Our problem is everything's push button. We've hired people to do the work for us. We ain't tired. Oh, I'm give out. No, it's just your brain. You've racked your brain all day worrying about all the stuff you've got and how to pay for it. You ain't really tired because we don't hold up, you know, do a lot of stuff nowadays like people used to. Have you ever had your wife or your husband wake you up in the middle of the night and say, honey, honey, what do you want? I can't sleep. Well, does that mean I don't get to either? And some people just have the idea that if they can't sleep, they ain't going to let nobody else. One lady called up her doctor and she said, "Doctor, I can't sleep." He said, "What are you trying to do, start an epidemic?" So a lot of people are having a real problem getting to sleep at night. Many times people are sick and have problems and diseases, but other times their problem is spiritual and could be taken care of if they'd get right with God. As a matter of fact, the answer to all your problems is getting right with the Lord. If you'll get right with the Lord, your problems may not solve overnight, but you've found the solution to the long range or short range answer to your problems in your life. Just because you get right with the Lord doesn't mean all your problems are going to be over with overnight. You didn't get yourself into that mess overnight, and you ain't going to get out of it overnight. But God will help you and bless you and give you peace of mind if you'll get your right relationship with Him. Turn your Bibles to the book of Esther in the Old Testament, chapter 6. I'll show you the first man in the Bible that I want to show you this morning who could not sleep at night and what his problem was. Esther comes just before Job, and Job comes just before Psalms, and Psalms is right in the middle of your Bible. So turn there in the Old Testament to the book of Psalms, go back two books, and you are in the book of Esther. Look at chapter number 6, and I'll show you our first man this morning who could not sleep at night. This man was a king. His name was Ahasuerus. And what was going on here in the book of Esther was this. There was a man in the book of Esther by the name of Mordecai the Jew. There was a wicked man in that kingdom named Haman. Haman laid a plot for Mordecai the Jew and made plans to kill him. Mordecai the Jew had done a good deed that the king did not know about, and the king, God, was trying to warn the king that Mordecai was about to be killed by the wicked man, Haman. Now look, here's a man in authority. He was king over the province. There was a Jew down there who was about to be killed by a wicked man, and this king could not sleep at night because of it. Look at Esther chapter number 6. You got it now? Look at Esther chapter number 6. And, of course, verse number 1. You see it? Verse number 1. On that night could not the king sleep. Here was a man that was a king and could not sleep. Well, got to give the old boy credit. He done the right thing. Look what he said. He commanded to bring the book of the records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. Now, I ain't going to preach on that right now, but I'll tell you the best way to get to sleep, if you can't go to sleep, get the book out and start reading it. You'll go to sleep. The devil say, "Oh, I want to torment him and bother him and not let him go to sleep." You say, "I just can't sleep. I believe I'll get my Bible." Boom, go to sleep, go to sleep. He don't want you reading that Bible. The best way to go to sleep if you're having trouble with, get your Bible out and read 40 chapters. You'll never make it. You'll never make it, brother. Wide awake, you'll never make it. First thing you know, you'll be doing like this. And you'll be reading the same verse two or three times and lose your place, not even know which chapter you're on. And everything. And you'll doze off after a little bit. But that old king was laying there. You say, "Well, why couldn't he sleep at night, Brother Danny?" Well, he had a posturpedic that cost $500. And he had air conditioners hired full time at night where these guys stood around him with them big old palm leaves. And he'd say, "Turn that thing up a little bit, boys." And they'd go, "Hum, hum, hum, hum." And buddy, they'd be standing around there and they were playing soft music and everything else in the world, brother. I mean, he had bamboo curtains hanging down through there and breeze blowing through there. And buddy, he had slept on a pillow made out of feathers. And I mean, he'd try to get comfortable and he couldn't. And he'd change sides and it didn't do no good. He'd turn over on his stomach and that didn't do no good. And he'd lay it on his back and that didn't do no good. And he'd curl up like a little baby and that didn't do no good. And he tossed and he turned and he tossed and he turned and he tossed and he turned. And it seemed like he'd just going like a door on his hinges, going back and forth and back and forth. And finally, you know what? You know what it was? You know why that guy couldn't sleep at night? Because God's people was being done wrong, and He was the one that could do something about it, and God wanted to get His attention. Now I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the reason some people can't go to sleep at night is because God's wanting them to do something, and they ain't listening to God. I would doubt there ain't somebody in here this morning who maybe will hear this message on radio, and they can't go to sleep at night, and the whole problem is God is wanting you to do something and you won't do it, and it ain't no wonder you can't go to sleep at night. That's why this guy could not fall asleep. He was supposed to be taking care of God's man and was not. And so the Lord took his sleep from him. Maybe God's wanting you to do something. Maybe you're not right with the Lord. Maybe God is taking your sleep from you in order to get your attention. I'll tell you one thing. If you're in here this morning and you're doing wrong, or there's something you ought to be doing that you ain't doing, don't complain and whine around at God and saying, God, what's wrong? Why is all this bad stuff happening to me? Don't whine to God until you find you a place at an altar somewhere and say, God, have mercy on me. Let me do what's right. And when you start doing what's right, God will help you. Let me show you another man. Turn to the 6th chapter of the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter number 6. I'll show you the next man. This is also in the Old Testament, but it's way over to your right, headed towards the Old Testament. Past Psalms, past Proverbs, past the big book of Isaiah there, past Jeremiah, past Ezekiel, and you're coming to it. All right? Daniel, chapter number 6. And I want to show you another man. Notice something unusual here. This man also is a king. Have you noticed that most people say, boy, I'd give anything to be a king, be the ruler, and be all... I don't know if I would or not. We found two men in the Bible that couldn't sleep at night so far, and both of them was big shots. Both of them had power. Both of them had authority, and they couldn't sleep a wink. Now, I'll tell you what. You ain't supposed to bet, so this is figure of speech. This is a figure of peach. This is a figure of peach. You listening to me? I bet you, and I ain't really betting you because you ain't supposed to bet. I'll bet you that there's people right here in Marion that don't have an air condition and live in a house that they rent for $150 a month and got Social Security coming in and don't own a car, that are sleeping better than some of the finest homes in McDowell County that you can... I'll guarantee you these people in McDowell County live in $200,000 houses and got a Cadillac that can't sleep at night as good as some of the poorest people in this town. Boy, we think, boy, we'll get this, we'll get that. Oh, just lying in luxury, you know, my comforter and water bed and this, that, and ceiling fan and all. There ain't nothing wrong with all that stuff, but it don't take the place of the peace of God in your heart. Ain't gonna do it. There's people down in Haiti sleeping on pieces of cardboard that don't wake up one time all night. So you better be careful before you start saying so-and-so's got it made. And I'd love to be them. And that lucky dog, I'd like to be in their shoes. You don't know what kind of torment those people live in. This one was a king. Here again, God's man was being done wrong. Let me show you this story. Daniel chapter number 6. And here this man was over the kingdom. His name was Darius. He had 3 presidents, and Daniel was over and above and preferred before them all because they found no fault with Daniel. They found fault with Daniel since they made the law to pray and made up a fault with him. They brought him into the king. They said, King, nobody should pray to any other god except you for so many days. Well, you know what old Daniel done? He just got down and prayed like he did every other day. And they brought him in and said, hey, this man's praying to another god. And the king said, don't you know you'll wind up being thrown in the lion's den? And about that time he said, open her up, boys. And they opened up that door and a big roar came out and they closed it. He said, you want to go in there, Daniel? Daniel said, no, I don't want to go in there. What nut would want to go in there? He said, do you realize that if you keep praying, we're going to throw you to them lions? Daniel said, yes, sir. He said, you're going to quit praying? He said, no, sir. He said, now, wait a minute, Daniel. You're not listening to me. Yes, I am, sir. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I... Do you hear me? You're going into the den of lions. Yes, sir. You understand that? Yes, sir. Do you know that they can bite your head off? He said, I've had that done a lot of times by church members. He said, did you... Listen. Listen, boy, I ain't joking with you. This ain't funny. They'll tear you limb from limb. They're going to eat you alive. We don't ever feed them things. He said, I understand that, sir. Well, look what happened. They got him and throwed him in. Look at verse number 17. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Whoa, right there, just a second. Here goes Daniel. Open the lion's den. See you later, Dan. No! There he goes. Shut the door. They could just hear it down in there, hear them lions starting to roar and snarl. King says, well, hate to do that to the old boy, but we got to have law and order around here. That night, he went and laid down. And he couldn't get comfortable. And he tossed and he turned. And he tossed and he turned. He said, turn it over on 99.9. And they said, Lord, who could sleep with that going on? He said, well, I know some boys that leave it on all night long, banging their head. He said, well, them guys must be living so bad, they got to drown out their conscience. Something bad wrong with somebody wants somebody screaming in their ears all night. He said, well, let's try it. Get my headphones. And they put his headphones on. And the next thing you know, boy, they was playing that some jungle music for him and camel music. And the next thing you know, boy, he's around there. He said, I can't sleep with this. Get this off. He turned on some easy listening, and that didn't work. He said, I'm hungry. The lady comes over there, drops grapes in his mouth. She had a straw, reached from in there in the refrigerator, come in there and he could drink milk. Man, I'm in a pump on it and everything, brother. I mean, that dude had it made. You don't think they did? Them kings had it made back in them days. But they lived in luxury. Automatic dishwasher, automatic everything. They have every convenience you've got. They just had slaves to do it for them instead of machines and stuff like that. He laid there and tossed and turned. You know what was the matter with him, don't he? Don't you? His conscience was bothering him for treating Daniel like a dog. That's the reason a lot of people can't sleep at night. Their conscience won't let them because of the way they're living. He could, every time he'd close his eyes, he could just hear something like, hear Daniel's bones breaking. And here he could hear Daniel saying, no, no! And then he could see the Lord saying, that's my man you throwed in there. Heavy, heavy, hang over your head, King. He said, God's going to get me. God's going to get me. God. Listen, folks, you can't sleep good at night laying there saying, God's about going to get me. I know the Lord's going to get me. I know He's going to get me. I know you'll drive yourself crazy. Why don't you just get right? What's the big deal? Are you having so much fun it's worth putting up with all that? Or is it that you're trapped and feel like you can't get out? And there he laid. Meanwhile, in this break, over in the lion's den, let's look in. Here's old Daniel. Hits bottom. There's Leo. There's Thero. There's Linus. They're all around him. Well, well, well. You get the leg bone, I get the high bone. And they're done planning it out. Man stew this evening. Daniel hit that thing, boy, and I'll guarantee you his eyes looked up and he said, God, I know you're able to deliver me. God, I know you can, but if you don't, it's your business, Lord. If it's the way you want me to go, other people's had it worse off than I am. And the Bible said them angel come down, them lions come over and start sniffing up, and old Daniel just standing there like this. About that time, one of them said, "I'll get the first bite." And the brother says, "The angel, shut the lion's mouth." Angel just went down there and went, "Whoa, boy," and held them jaws. You ever tried to hold a dog's mouth shut? I mean, them lions jerked back and forth. One of them said, "I'd like to have a bite of him. I can't get my mouth open." And they ripped and snorted and roared and laid. And finally, after a while, Daniel said, "It's been a long day." He laid down. "Woo! What's the matter, boys? Got locked jaw? Do I stink?" He pulled one of them big things up there, got real comfortable and laid down in that fur. Cool down in that den, brother. Just like laying in the cellar. And old Daniel laid there about 2 seconds and said, "Thank you, Lord." In a little while, he'd roll over. You know why I said all that stuff about waking you up, you know, a while ago now? Buddy, he laid there and slept like a baby in the bottom of a lion's den. Here's the big king, boy. Got everything he wants up there. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It ain't what you got. It's what's in your heart. Let me show you another one. It's men in general. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. I'll show you one more and we'll be through. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Now Ecclesiastes comes right past Psalms and Proverbs. And you'll look at chapter 5. The next people I want to show you in the Bible that can't sleep at night is rich men in general. Most rich people can't sleep at night, according to the Bible. So you don't have to be jealous of them. The more rich a man is, the more miserable he is most of the time. Not always, most of the time. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, and look at verse number 12. This will be the last one. Look at it real careful. "The sleep of a laboring man is sweet." Man worked like a dog. His sleep feels good. "The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much." He don't have to have a big supper. Watch it now. "But the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep." How's that? The abundance of the rich won't let him sleep. He's got so much stuff that he can't sleep at night worrying about all his stuff. "Well, I've got to make this deal, and if that deal don't come through, Lord, how am I going to make that bank note, and it's due next month, and then this and that, and I'm trying to trade this stocks and bonds and this piece of property for over here. I don't know. Give me a drink of liquor." See, if a man's got that much, he can't sleep at night. You know who one of the most pitiful people in our generation was? Elvis Presley. He's pitiful. I feel so sorry for him. Can you imagine being so miserable that you got to have like 40 drugs in your body just to operate? Hey man, the rich will not sleep good at night worrying about all the stuff they've got and who's trying to get it away from them and who's telling them the truth and the businessman's being honest with them and wondering who's going to pull a shady deal on them next and who's going to try to seduce their wife and get them so they can get half his money and who's going to do this and who's going to do that. Rough. Rough, rough, rough being rich. I've showed you 3 men in the Bible that couldn't sleep at night. 2 of them's kings and 1 of them's rich. That means being a big shot ain't what you want. You want to be satisfied with what God's given you. There's nothing wrong with having a nice house. There's nothing wrong with having a nice car. There's nothing wrong with having nice clothes. But just make sure you don't let those things get a hold of you and drive your sleep from you at night. Let me show you another verse of Scripture or 2, and I'm going to close. Jeremiah chapter 31. You go in Proverbs, you go in Isaiah, and then you'll see Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah chapter 31. Look at verse number 26. Upon this I awaked and beheld. Look at it now. Jeremiah 31:26. Upon this I awaked and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Isn't this something? There's people in Hollywood right now that would give $1 million to sleep as good as you slept last night, most of you. Ain't as poor as you thought you was, are you? You lucky dogs, you. How many of you slept good last night? Raise your hand. Well, that's most of you. I slept good after a while. My daughter Carrie was gone to Dollywood yesterday with Linda Hout. Who could sleep with that going on? They supposed to got back, and I looked for them, and I woke up at 1 o'clock this morning. They wasn't back yet, and I went nuts. But I got scared. I said, Lord, they've had a wreck. Sure's a whirl. And then here they come in a few minutes, and after that I slept fine. But you know something? We don't know how privileged we are just to lay down at night and say, hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved. Good night, Lord. I mean, we take it for granted after you've been saved long. You know a lot of people can't do that? They really can't. You say, Brother Danny, I'm saved and I have problems going to sleep at night. Well, the Bible says it's vain to sit up late, eat the bread of sorrows, you're wasting your time. I'll tell you two ways to do it. Well, let me tell you something right here. Did you know what I do when I have trouble going to sleep? I turn over and put my hand, right kiss, and my head down on them and pray. And I just start praying for everything and everybody I can think of. And I don't ever remember getting through with that prayer. Now look, when you was little and growing up, and a person couldn't sleep on TV and in newspapers and books and magazines, what did they tell them to do to go to sleep? Huh? Huh? Count sheep. Why? Of all the things in the world, why not count watermelons? Why not add and subtract cars in your head? Why did they used to tell people all them years to count sheep? You know, you've seen people like on cartoons and stuff, and they're laying there, and you see these little sheep jumping over the fence. 1, 2. And they say before you get to 100, you go to sleep. Well, I reckon why that was is because God's people are sheep, and when you're having trouble, go to sleep at night, start praying for all God's people. Oh, I don't know what's marrying me. I just can't sleep. I know what I'll do. God bless Brother John and his family. Lord, please bless his wife and their kids, and bless old Jamie there, and Gary, and Greg, and Lee, and Patrick, and Donnie, and bless Andy, and Lord bless Greg and bless Gene and Lord, and just start going down through there and saying, oh God, I forgot about them. Please help them. Lord, you know their problems, and just see them little sheep jumping over them fence. About 4 years ago, when y'all bought my wife or somebody, y'all made that blanket or quilt, and they made my wife a quilt, and it had all the church members' names on a little square. You remember that? We still got it, and boy, we love it, and it's pretty. And have like last name, like it'd have Castle, or it'd have, you know, whatever last name was on there. And I thought, boy, this is all right. Because a lot of times I'm trying to pray for people and I forget them. I can just lay there and I don't even have to get on my knees or nothing. I just lay there and lay my hand, Lord, bless old so-and-so. Bless old him too, Lord, get him. And lay there like it. Boy, that's the way to go, boy. Ain't nothing to that praying. But I tell you what you ought to do. Get you a prayer list. And count sheep. And the next thing you know, you're thinking about other people rather than yourself. And when you forget yourself, then you start drifting off to sleep. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, we know these people in here this morning got problems, and it's sure going to take more than just mere words. Even words of encouragement, it's going to take more than that to help them. It's going to take you. And I beg you and ask you right now, Lord, that you'd come and do something real in the hearts of these folk here this morning. Somebody here this morning is carrying a mighty heavy load. Dear God, please help them to bring that thing to this altar and leave it there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing. If the Lord's speaking to your heart today, you know good and well this message was for you. You say, Brother Danny, I've got something to take to the Lord and leave it there. While we sing this first verse of this song, just get out of your seat, make your way down here, let's get it settled. Come on. Another verse. We'll sing one more verse. Anybody else? Somebody else need to come. Come on right now. Amen. Amen. Turn it all over to the Lord this morning. That's right. Turn it all over to Jesus. Amen. One more. We'll sing one more since these others have come. You need to come. While these are still praying this morning, the music playing softly. Frank, come on down here a minute. Frank wanting to join the church this morning. This is Big Frank, one of our bus kids. And he told me, he said, I want to join the church. I said, when? He said, today. I said, okay. This is Big Frank. Frank Arwood. And thank the Lord for old Frank. Been a real blessing to us in our buses. Someone will make the motion. Receive him as a member. Second, all in favor, let me know and uplift the hand. Amen. God bless you, Frank. I want you to come around and shake his hand. Just stay up here. Don't go nowhere. And come around and shake his hand this morning, okay? All right. The ladies will be meeting tonight after church to discuss our women's retreat, which is coming up 1st of September. And also, we're going to be having a meeting with those that's going to be helping us work in Bible school tonight late. So don't forget that. And we'll mention more about that in this evening's service. But we want you to pray, and don't forget choir practice this evening, our baptism also at 5:30, and let's just ask the Lord to go with us, okay? God bless you. You're dismissed. Have a good afternoon.